anybody use on a golf course. I could never understand how he beat me.
He beat you? He cheats.
Howard and your dad and I and the Skip McPherson used to play quite often early in the morning, about 7 o'clock.
He cheats. That's what he does.
No, but one of that foursome did. And Howard can probably tell you who it was, too. It wasn't Rolf. Well, let me tell you about Halsey.
What year was this now?
Well, from about 1956 through about 1958, mm-hmm. I was doing a show called The Starlight Salute from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. This mm-hmm. predated Franklin Hobbs, and it was prior to my going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Halsey had as part of the news package, from 10 until 10:30, Cedric with the news, and I think we had Easy Zebarth with the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halsey came on with a 10-minute sportscast. And Halsey could never clear out of Studio 6. He sat there and sat there and sat there, and he'd go through his papers, and I'd have to start the Starlight Salute over his shoulder.
In other words, he'd just talk forever.
Well, no, he sat there fooling with his papers.
Oh, I see. He's off the air, though.
He was off the air, but he's still sitting in the chair, and there was only one chair in there because it was a relatively small studio. So it started to become a little irritating, you know, and I'm waiting for him to get out, and finally, we had a theme song, and finally, during the theme song, he'd usually get up and go out. If he didn't, I'd have to do the opening monologue over his shoulder, too.
Mm.
And then he would throw his things in a wastebasket, and he would disappear, and then I would settle down in the process of doing the Starlight Salutes, and music very much like Franklin is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one particular evening, the door opened, and Halsey's in the wastebasket. He's looking for something. He's rummaging and rummaging and rummaging through the papers in the wastebasket. And I finally became irritated to the point that on the air I turned around and I said, "Halsey, what are you doing in that wastebasket?" And he says, "My boy, I'm looking for my lunch." And of course I broke up. And then he came up and sat down. And we talked about his cigars. And it became a ritual with Halsey sitting with me at least 2-3 nights a week. And we didn't talk particularly about sports, since this was a music show and it had to do with entertainment in the Twin Cities. Mostly what we talked about was some of the old places to eat, some of the what had happened to the Twin Cities over a period of years, maybe where the sports people would go particularly. We talked about all sorts of things, the buildings that had stood, the entertainment that was available for people in addition to sports. And he became a kind of a tradition. As a matter of fact, as I recall, he stayed with me on that until such time as I was transferred to New York. And as a matter of fact, I during one of my vacation periods, Halsey replaced me for a week, and I understand he did a sparkling job there, too. A super guy. I'll really miss him. I've always liked him, loved him, as I'm sure everybody has.
Did you have any of other opportunities to involve yourself with him on the air as far as any of his sports work went?
No, I never did work with him on his sports. But Halsey, being versatile, was capable of working with me on programming.
Isn't that something?
Where I wasn't capable of working with him on sports.
Well,
he was a super guy.
Quite a man indeed. Well, when he was looking for that lunch, you should have probably told him to sniff your way down for it, because it was probably onions. Did he eat the onions?
Skip McPherson used to say that you could always tell, where Halsey had been eating for the last 2 weeks because he was wearing the menu on his necktie. And of course, one of the great stories about him, it's probably already been told, was that Halsey hated to fly.
Yes, I understand.
He really did not like to fly, and if at all possible, he would get there by any other conveyance than an airplane. But on one occasion, and I think he had to go to Chicago, and he simply didn't have any alternative. So he went to the airport, and he rolled a cigar from the one side of his mouth to the other side of his mouth as he talked to the gal who was booking tickets. And she said, "Yes, can I help you?" And he says, "I'd like a chance to Chicago." He was almost like W.C. Fields in many respects in his wit. It was not biting. He was never sarcastic or funny at anybody else's expense. He was just a very humorous guy.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'd like a chance on Chicago.
Give me a chance to Chicago.
Well, I tell you, it's as I was mentioning earlier when Bill Deal and I talked. I didn't have an opportunity to really meet the man. My mother knew him also. As a matter of fact,
she
lived very close to Halsey in St. Louis Park, and I know she saw him quite often at the grocery store when he bought his onions. But I didn't have an opportunity to really know the man. I did see him just a couple of weeks ago, and that was at our CCO Radio Christmas party.
I think it could very easily be said by everybody who ever knew him at all that Halsey was never a person to take on airs. He was the kind of a guy that if he ever met you, he was just as gracious to you the next time he saw you as he could possibly be. If he couldn't recall, he might say, "I don't remember your name. You know, you're from Medan." "Oh, yeah, sure," and slap you on the back. Yeah. He was one of the most gracious people I've ever known.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that I know I'm being very impressed by just people like yourself and others who have talked about him and the gracious things that are being said. It's obvious what kind of a man he was.
Super person.
Well, Alan, thanks for spending some time with us.
It was nice of you to call. I'm happy to be able to share this.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Dan. Happy New Year.
Yes, and same to you, Alan. Alan Grafe of WCCO Radio. 4 minutes before 6 o'clock now, and it's 14 degrees in the Twin Cities. CBS World and National News is coming up at 6 p.m. Have you seen the movie, Close Encounter? Well, that's John Williams' orchestra and some theme music from that motion picture starring Richard Dreyfuss. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. 14 above in the Twin Cities. Dan Hertzgard with you. And with the passing of Halsey Hall today, we will be doing some more chatting about Halsey this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. We'll be talking with my father, who worked with Halsey in the late 40s and the early 50s here at WCCO Radio, Rolf Hertzgard. I'll be chatting with him in Baltimore, which is where he lives now. We just talked with Alan Gray. We'll also talk with Arno Gaethel, sports editor at the St. Paul Dispatch and Pioneer Press, executive sports editor, and he will have, I'm sure, a number of stories to share with us about Halsey Hall. So you stay with us, because Halsey was quite a guy, and we'll be talking a little bit more about him. Dead at age 79.